Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We are joined by Chief Ann Kirkpatrick, NOPD Superintendent. Chief, welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning, and I wanted to talk about a couple of things. Let's start out with the budget, if you don't mind. It was reported out yesterday that the NOPD will receive an 8% increase in their budget. Is that something that is satisfactory to you, and is that a number that matches your request?
Well, I appreciated the budget hearing or yesterday's presentation. I thought the mayor did a fantastic job in explaining our numbers to the council. The 8%, you know, we are going to be partners with our other departments. Everybody's under a squeeze. There's no doubt about that. And getting an 8% bump under these really tight fiscal restraints is a positive for us. Shows a commitment to public safety, and I appreciate that.
Well, with that bump, is there something in addition that you'll be able to fund or finance, or is that just cost of goods sold going up and, you know, your purchases going up, right? And it's kind of a standstill budget?
Yeah, I think it's in many ways a standstill budget. The area that I'm going to be looking at probably the most is the overtime budget that will be given to us. We know that we historically operate around $25 million for overtime, and that's due to vacancies. And so as we try to continue to restore those vacancy levels, get back to where we need to be, that overtime should go down. But right now, that's the one main item I look at, is the overtime.
And the total budget, Chief, for the NOPD is what number?
Oh, gosh. It's several hundred million. It's around, I believe, $700-600 million, somewhere in there.
You mean that's the total budget for the general fund of
the total
city?
Budget. Yes. And then, course, the police department and the fire department always are the largest budgets of any city budget because we're expensive to do the public safety, the number of manpower that is necessary, equipment, and so forth. So as you know from your own experience, public safety is always going to be the lion's share of the city budget.
Yes. The past several times that we've had an opportunity to meet, crime stats were on a fairly steep decline. Here, recently, it looks as though it has flattened out a little bit. And last week had one of the most violent weeks since the first week of January, obviously, because of the tragic event on New Year's Day, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. I'm sure that you guys have been looking at that. What are you seeing? What are you feeling?
Yes, no doubt. We had a very violent last 10 days, and it's a little bit of an anomaly, and that's a couple of these unfortunate fatalities were domestic violence related, which has not been a pattern for us over the whole year. Most of our gun violence murders are street level type of things between parties who are arguing, but not necessarily domestic. And so that has been a little bit of an inordinate part of our pattern. It's not been a pattern, in other words. And so we need more services in these communities where people, frankly, we need a whole lot of emotional intelligence in our communities associated with how to deal with emotionally driven conflicts, because people are going to violence rather than separating. And that's what we need people to learn to do, is separate, walk away.
A lot of times there's a direct correlation between, you know, the call for service as it relates to this, and some of these don't even have calls for service,
right.
But the ones that do, and the length of time of getting there. Is that something that y'all are looking at and tracking at the present time?
We absolutely do track call for service response times. And again, when you are short-staffed, you're going to take longer because we have fewer officers available to do the 911. And if an officer is on one call that is a 911 call and you have other calls coming out, it is always a very difficult, how do you pull your officers off of one scene to go to another one? That's why staffing just absolutely matters. Now, are any of those most recent homicides due to that? No. Most of these recent ones, as I said, would not have necessarily been stopped by a call for service where an officer's response would have prevented it.
Yeah, typically in the ones of that nature, you
right.
don't usually see that. But it's a question that people ask me all the time when I'm walking around, and I just soon have you provide the answer instead of me trying to provide an answer on behalf of NOPD.
Well, you're a very experienced sheriff, and so I think you and I would probably have the same answer. So
yes, it was spot on, certainly. I noticed recently too, and I know your folks have as well. There's been a little bit of an uptake. Little Woods has been a problem here for a fairly lengthy period of time. And it remarkably, it went quiet.
Right.
I mean, real
right.
quiet. And it seems to be on the uptick again.
Yes. And I do know that Troop NOLA has also been trained to support the 7th District out there in that area. Also, you know, reflecting on this morning, everybody knows I kind of run every morning, and that's a time of reflection for me. And I was thinking, I really would love to reach out again to our pastors, our rabbis, our ecumenical community. You know, when they were out doing prayer walks and peace walks in these neighborhoods, it does make a difference. And I'm going to reach out to them again and say, yeah, let's try to get, you know, a steady cadence of presence and prayer walks and peace walks in our communities. We need services out there that police department cannot offer. We need social services. We need people to come into these communities. We can tell you exactly where to go, just like you mentioned Little Woods. We can tell you what part of the city where we need support. We need outside support other than the police department. It does make a difference.
And I guess y'all did experience some successes relative to that. And it's a very close-knit community back there. So I would imagine the ministers, they know all of those folks, right?
Yeah. And, you know, there are lots of really good people. Way more than majority are solid citizens. They also want to be supported. But you can have a small group take over. And that's, we're trying to get them in custody. We're trying to weed them out. But we need the majority to also be able to overcome that minority and to help with that. They need help as well. So, yeah, we need all kinds of help, whether it's ecumenical or social services or whatever. We've got to do it collectively, y'all. That's why partnerships are not trite. They actually matter.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to.
Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Yep. Chief, I guess we had talked about this the last time we met, the deployment and utilization of the National Guard. The governor has made the request. It's been granted in a fashion that the federal government will pay for it and the governor will have control of it. Has there been a meeting schedule, or have y'all met to talk about this deployment and utilization of the Guard?
Well, I just informed my council and my mayor. I informed my mayor last night. I did get a very late afternoon confirmation that there will be a first meeting. It will occur this week with the National Guard, with the governor, to begin talks of an implementation of the Guard coming to New Orleans. So we're finally kind of hearing something officially now. And so we are prepared to have those conversations. I expect there to be a partnership like we've always had. So those meetings are officially being scheduled as we speak.
Have you formulated, or may I ask, what do you intend to ask for from a strategic perspective?
Well, I want to have conversations, number one, how many assets, that matters. Tell me how many assets you're sitting. And then we can tell you where our needs are. Now, as you rightly and correctly pointed out, the soldiers will not be answering to Chief Kirkpatrick. They will be independent, answering to their own chain of command. However, our relationships have always been very good. We've always collaborated, and I do expect that there's going to be a give and take of hearing from us in OPD where our needs are. If you're going to send us these troops, then let's participate together about where we think the needs are. So that's what I expect.
Has there been any pushback by the mayor or members of the council?
You know, I understand let me preface my remark by saying I understand the political positions, both sides of the argument. I think that my position in this has been, I can't control whether or not National Guard are sent. Okay, so that's an end story, right? They're coming.
Right.
So
yeah.
If you're going to come, let's do it in partnership. And I think we've proven here that we've had good relationships even with our National Guard. Our National Guard, our soldiers, were so helpful to us for Super Bowl, for Mardi Gras. And so it doesn't have to be a negative. Now, the mayor has been very supportive of that position as well, in the sense of if we had choice, it probably would be not the first choice. However, if they're coming, let's be realistic about it and let's make it work. My number one issue is I did not want to be a takeover. I don't want a takeover
right.
attitude. But politically, I am here to serve everyone on each side of the aisle, and I respect the arguments of each side. But I'm about your safety, and I'll do anything to keep people safe in this city. So give me the assets. I'll make it work.
If, for what it's worth, what I'm hearing from people is that the first time that you articulated your position, very similar to what you're articulating now, they say it's a very common sense approach. They appreciate that common sense approach. And it's not a question of you know, there are a lot of issues we could debate, right? Yeah. But there's no sense in debating it. Let's just make it work and let's just leverage it and get the most that we possibly can for however long they're going to they intend to allocate the resource down here.
Exactly. You know, something I am all about, and it sometimes can sound trite, but it's not. I am vested with the authority and the privilege of your safety in this city. I'll use technology. I'll use people. I will use anybody to work with us to make people safe. This city can turn around. It has shown it its ability to turn around. We can be one of the safest cities in this country. That's my mission. That's my goal. And I'm not going to be I'm politically savvy. I'm just not political. Right. So right. I understand and appreciate politics. But I am, when it comes to safety, that's not a red issue, it's not a blue issue. Everybody is in agreement with the same issue. Keep us safe. That's my job. That's my mission. I'm going to do everything I can to make that happen.
When you come from that approach, I used to tell folks, if there's magic fairy dust that's going to work, give it to me. I'm a spreader.
That's right, Sheriff. Give it to me. I don't care. I will use tools, people, anything.
So, you know, it's just like if it's proven to be helpful, yeah. We're doing it.
Good. I mean,
we'll give it a shot, right?
Sure. That's why I'm not an electable person. Nobody's going to elect me for anything, and nor should you. I am here about keeping you safe. End of story. End of mission. I'm focused. I'm going to do my part.
And I think you would admit that there are places where they can be deployed, where you can reduce the number of your commissioned officers and send them to some of your more hotspot areas, leverage that presence with the guard and make it a win-win. I mean, you've been around a long time. I was around a lot. It's not that hard, you know?
It's not that hard. We know presence matters, right? If I had officers on absolutely every corner and every intersection of Bourbon Street, the whole French Quarter would be even all the more safe, right?
Sure.
But we don't have that many officers. We don't have, even with Troop NOLA, even with all of our other local assets, we don't have enough officers to stand on every single corner. So presence matters, and it does deter, and so are soldiers. We'll use them those ways and maybe some others that we haven't discussed further. But presence matters.
Yes. Let's pivot to another topic, Chief.
Sure.
The other day there was a news story about problems yet again with the barricades that were deployed on Bourbon Street.
Yeah.
Where do we stand with that issue?
Well, number one, I would have appreciated being told by whoever saw that happen, let us know immediately. I mean, it's unfortunate that it goes through the media before I even learn about it. I'm not that difficult to reach, nor is any officer out there that difficult to reach. So first and foremost, hey, folks, if you see someone moving a barricade, let us know. We can't be eyes and ears everywhere. So first of all,
right,
let us know immediately. But once it was made known to us, we did, we even met just yesterday in my office with the man who owns those barricades that we rent from. And we talked about just yesterday, literally, how he could come out, and he's going to bring a team out. And he's looked at every single one of the barricades, and we know of a few that are susceptible to that movement. And he's going to put some kind of, I don't know, something on the barricade that should anchor it to the ground better. So that discussion has occurred yesterday with action this week to get it corrected. So folks, help me out. Don't let us play this game. Get real. Tell me when they're moving and we'll get them taken care of.
Yeah, I just found an officer on the street right there. I happened to be down there.
All you had to do is say, hey, there's
the other day, I saw a bunch of officers.
Moves. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I walked two blocks on Bourbon Street, saw a bunch of officers. They were there. You know,
yeah.
So just let them know.
Yeah, I'll take action if you just tell me. Okay?
Yeah, exactly. Last topic, Chief. I know you're busy and you got to go. The Crime Lab director, I think yesterday in the budget meeting, announced that they may have to push back the opening of the Crime Lab back another year. Some kind of communication breakdown, in who, I'm not necessarily sure, relative to CODIS employees and the ability to hire same. That was kind of troubling news, I'm sure. Because the exigency there to open a crime lab has got to be huge for your department.
It's huge. It's a huge issue. So let me wrap it up with this simple thing. First and foremost, we have an incredibly competent and incredibly fabulous director and Dr. Kelly. She's great. She's put a great team together. But again, we have to hire these people, and we have to have people who are specially trained to do CODIS, to do the DNA, and we've had them on hold. And so the city has allowed us to move forward. We're going to get them hired. If we don't get them on board, we can't get accredited. If we can't get accredited, then it pushes out our accreditation dates a full year. And that's why it just, you know, if we're going to invest on the front end, let's go all the way. And I think that message has been heard now, and hopefully this gets resolved as well.
Do you think this was more of an education thing of some of the decision makers as to how this worked? I mean, it is one of the most difficult processes that I had to get involved in when we put together our DNA lab. We had a lot of good people like y'all do, you know, handling it. It required me to get involved very often in there about budgeting decisions and things that had to be made. You have a lot of people working early onset that aren't really processing any samples because you have to go through this accreditation process in the lab, right?
Correct. That's exactly right. You have a good lab. You did. You put together an excellent lab yourself. And y'all, we don't use, it's not a matter of just hiring another police officer. We're hiring scientists. And these are people with forensic educational levels. And we also aren't just hiring whoever is eligible. We got to hire the best of the best. When you ask me, is it a matter of education? I do need to defend some of the decision makers. You know, they have to run an entire city. They have other directors who are also, you know, screaming in the air, I've got to have this, I've got to have that, I've got to have this. It can be quite overwhelming. And so, you know, I understand that. And I think that, you know, the hue and cry has to be made at times where we say, look, this is your impact. If we don't get these people hired, you're going to lose a year of accreditation. And that can...
And that's the issue, right? Most of the decisions that they make, if they delay 30 days in the hiring of an employee, it doesn't have the downstream implication like this has. That I mean, this is an anomaly. It's unique. And that's what I meant about the education. We can't miss these milestones because these milestones have downside implications that are just, they'll destroy you, you know?
Because we're not private enterprise, and we have to go through long, long processes to get somebody hired. And so to postpone giving me the okay delays it like 3 months, and I don't think people understand the impacts of that. You're right.
And
on,
you're confident that's going to get remedied.
I'm confident of it.
Final thoughts, Chief?
Hey, y'all. Yeah, I need y'all. I need you to work with us. When you see people people are illegally carrying guns right now, that's our big issue. Please call Crime Stoppers. Let us know. If you are concerned about a loved one who may have some emotional concerns and they have access to weapons, please call us. We have some options for you. And always, your mental health is very important to us. So if you have suicidal thinking, we have some numbers and resources. We can help you. So let's do prevention on the front end rather than us chasing the bad guy after harm has occurred. That's my final thought, and I always appreciate you, Sheriff.
Well, thank you, Chief. Best of luck to you. Have a great weekend, and thank you again for joining us.
You bet. Take care.
Thank you. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line. When we return, we'll visit with Jeff Hundley, CEO, Allstate Sugar Bowl. Exciting news that was announced yesterday. We'll talk about that when we return.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.